Yes, in this article, Baal HaSulam explains to us through Rabash that concealment is a necessary thing, that the created being cannot attain anything except out of concealment. There was evening and there was morning of one day. First, there is concealment. During the concealment, we build a deficiency, importance, all kinds of corporeal discernments that are meant for that connection with others, putting together the 10 parts, the 10 sfirot, and many other such discernments which we build by ourselves, and we search for concealment. As it says that thanks to Moses hitting his face, he was rewarded with, and he saw the image of the Creator. And this is how we need to understand our engagement with the Creator. Meaning, the more we agree to the concealment, however, beyond the concealment, we want revelation, but we make sure that there would be concealment, and above the concealment would be revelation. It is truly an art to achieve such a kli. Then we reach a state called faith above reason, and love covers all crimes, etc. It is all according to the same style that we need two levels, concealment and revelation, and the revelation should not erase the concealment, but rather specifically both of them hold each other, otherwise both of them disappear and we become a beast. Let's see what he writes. This means that according to the demand, we chase away the concealment. Instead of it, inside of our demand, like with a flashlight, we discover the Creator, His actions, and the whole of reality. This is what it's all about. We make sure there is concealment, and we search for how will spirituality be in demand? Meaning, I discover not the Creator Himself, rather the glory of the Creator. As it says that it is forbidden to discover that they're about the parents, you must not discover that they're naked, but only about the glory, their honor. When I think about the glory, the honor, the importance, I discover everything. However, I discover it in the light of honor, the light of importance, not in my desire to discover it without any clothing, in a naked way.
Rav, why does concealment build importance?
Isn't that clear? Concealment builds importance?
And it depends on how the concealment comes to the created being, or does it depend on how the created being deal with the concealment?
This is what we call a flirt, when you want something but you're not given it until you will really want it, until you will discover your full desire. This is considered that they hide from you more and more, and there's nothing there, maybe. But you see that you want to achieve it, but you cannot, and the fact that you cannot, when you discover it in all kinds of different manners from different sides, it builds for you the importance of the thing. Then, if you have the importance of the thing, truly, that it's there, accordingly, they already reveal to you the thing in itself. If you know that it is important, if you've already achieved upon yourself from the masach that was there before you, the hiding masach, the masach that hides that thing, through it you reach the importance of the thing, then out of this masach that is that hides the thing from you, you build your own masach. And it becomes the revealing masach, but it reveals in such a way that it hides the thing in itself. So then what you see is not the image itself, rather like a photocopy of what you are trying to attain in the light of importance. So you have a different form, because we never attain anything truly. We can't, there is no form for spirituality, but only the form of importance.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Мы думаем всегда, что
Hello, Raf.
У нас важно желание и намерение. И в этом связи, насколько у меня есть
We always talk about the importance of the intention. And the question is
то есть намерение неправильно или что?
Is the concealment, the measure of the Creator's concealment, also the measure of desire that one has?
When I want to discover the Creator, I have to go through several stages of preparation. That I want to discover Him, that's with respect to my egoistic will to receive. So here, I must realize that I cannot discover Him. Why? Why can't I discover Him? Because I start to work more and more on discovering the Creator, and I see that it's impossible that I reach a state where I get importance for this. Importance not for the revelation of the Creator, but rather the importance of the Creator Himself. If I would discover the Creator without the feeling of importance, it would be cheap. I would just throw him away a minute later. Just like we do with all the things that we achieve easily. If we don't acquire the importance of the thing, rather we acquire the thing in itself. And there is no value to anything in life, but only through importance of it. This is why we have to engage for many years in the attainment of the Creator, with the friends, with the connection between the friends, through things that we do not want, however, we're willing to pay in order to attain the Creator, because we consider the Creator to be a lot more than our exertion, with money, with the exertion in the study, with me having to connect with the friends that I don't want that to begin with. Through all kinds of such actions, I reach a state where I discover the importance for the revelation of the Creator. And then I start to discover Him in importance. Importance is like Tzimtzum, Masach, Ve'ochozel. Restriction, screen, and reflected light. This is how I discover Him, bit by bit. Therefore, what I discover it in my light, in my attitude, in my importance, and therefore this image does not go away. It is persistent, and I can keep adding to it and adding to it, because I actually establish it. I establish it. And this is how we advance. Says there that we need not to discover the Creator as He is, but rather we discover Him in Or Chozer, reflected light, in our attitude, in our importance, according to the degree of the importance, how much I honor Him, how much He is great in my eyes, in that same light of the greatness of His importance, in that same light, in that same attitude, I discover Him, and not in any other way.
Does it change with the years, as the way you see your parents changes?
Well, forget about the parents. Bit by bit, this is how you discover your relation to the Creator. You'll discover it. First of all, well, now you should know that you cannot discover Him. You have to shine on Him with a flashlight of your importance, of His greatness in your eyes, His importance in your eyes, and in that light, you will see, you will discover Him. Because the Creator does not exist by Himself. You seemingly need to develop Him. Just like with a film that we use to develop a film. We discover Him only through light. As it says, in your light you shall see light. The more you shine on Him with a flashlight of importance, in that importance you start seeing His forms, His shapes, and He has no shape of His own, only according to how you establish your importance with respect to Him. Well, take it slowly. It will come. Listen. We are going for the great and important and very practical things. If we advance like this on a daily basis, then truly I'm satisfied.
Да, вот эта схема сокращения экрана отраженный свет. Вот если ее проиграть вот в наших
this scheme of restriction masakh and reflected light. If we try to put it into practice in the ten, we annul before each other. What does it mean to build reflected light towards the Creator?
It's that I do everything for Him in order to bestow. This actually is the action. I disconnect myself. The first restriction, Tzimtzum Aleph, means that I do not think about myself. I don't care about the past, my past, my present, my future. I don't care about anything. I only think for the sake of the host. I disconnect from myself. This is the restriction. And then, which actions can I do for Him above this action of restriction?
And for that I connect with the friends in order to build.
Of course, I cannot perform any act of bestowal if I'm not connected with the friends beforehand and doing this bestowal among the friends, organizing it between us.
At this stage, I understand. The next stage now, what does it mean that I'm aimed towards Him? I mean, wanting to aim towards Him.
We can only do one thing for the Creator. Prepare the cliff for Him in order for Him to be revealed. This is what He enjoys. This is what we can prepare for Him.
And thanks to this intention, I...
Then you feel that the Creator dresses in you. It's not that you enter in Him, rather He fills you up. He's revealed.
¿Cuál es el combustible de la persona que sabe que nunca va a lograr revelar al Creador?
What is the fuel of a person that knows he will never attain the Creator? He always remains hungry.
Why?
He's talking about the masach that you always...
Yes, but still, the attainment of the Creator cannot be any other way because you have nothing to attain. What will you attain? In air? The Creator does not exist. He is everywhere, but nowhere. Just realize that what we do is we build out of ourselves, the image of the Creator. This is why it is called Bo Ure, boy, come and see. And that image that we are capable of establishing before us in order to bestow, that is the Creator for us. And by the way, in such a way we see the whole of reality, even our own reality. You don't see things that exist outside of you. You see things that you portray within your brain. This is why there is nothing here where we are lying to ourselves. Rather, this is true attainment and a lot more clear, sharp, felt. The attainment of the Creator than all of our attainments of our own reality.
I still don't understand why the concealment gives importance, because under concealment I feel less importance. I want to run, there's no Creator, there's nothing, so...
It depends on which kind of concealment. It says, in the place where the righteous go forward, the wicked go backwards. It depends on how you accept this concealment.
Can I ask another question?
No, PT 5.
He writes in the end there that the request is the main thing, the demand. What is the correct demand?
A masach. Masach.
So what is that with respect to the 10?
Connection with the friends, and then you discover the need for a connection with the Creator inside of the 10. PT 31.
In what clothing does the concealment come?
The concealment doesn't come with some clothing. If you put a clothing on the concealment, then you will be discovering the Creator.
Does it come by way of problems, disruptions? What exactly?
It doesn't matter in what form. However, you accept it as the concealment of the Creator that is meant for you to chase after Him, to discover Him.
Can I ask another question?
No, sorry, there are many people. Focus group.
The question from the internet, if the Creator is revealed only according to the greatness that I develop towards Him, how can I imagine such greatness?
Again?
If the Creator is revealed only according to the greatness that I see in him, how can I describe such greatness?
You develop the greatness of the Creator only through your work with the friends. You have no chance to do it in any other way.
For the Creator to suddenly be revealed.
When the Creator is revealed, suddenly you discover your 10 in wholeness as a complete kli. And what is it meant for, and how it works with the upper light. Before that, you didn't feel the upper light. So you discover your connection with the upper light out of your kli, which is the 10. So you're acquiring the 10 in wholeness, well, relatively, and the Creator in wholeness. According to that, again, relatively, and the whole world becomes worthwhile for you. Besides that, there is nothing besides what you discover, how you discover the Creator within the 10. So what should I focus on? When I look at the 10, what should I focus on?
What to focus on the connection. Other than that, nothing is important.
But we connect in Zoom meetings, we think about each other.
That isn't enough yet. You're not scrutinizing the reason for your connection. It needs to be very clear. Gradually, slowly. It will come soon.
Galil West.
Rav, with which eyes do I discover the Creator?
Only in the light of bestowal, like He is.
Hello, Rav. The concealment comes in order for us to build the intention.
Of course. Restriction, intention. The concealment brings us to establish restriction and intention.
And
בעניין האסתר, שהוא דבר תיקון,
Shamari 174. Concerning the concealment, which is a correction, had it not been for that, man would have been unable to attain any completeness, since he would not be worthy of attaining the importance of the matter. However, when there is concealment, the thing becomes important to him. Even though one cannot appreciate the importance as it truly is, the concealment grants it merit. To the extent that one senses the concealment, a bedding of importance is formed within him. It is like rungs. He climbs rung by rung until he comes to his designated place. This means that he achieves a certain measure of importance with which he can at least hold on. Although his true importance and sublimity are immeasurable, but nonetheless a measure that will suffice him to persist. However, concealment in itself is not considered concealment. Concealment is measured by the demand. The greater the demand for something, the more the concealment is evident. And now we can understand the meaning of the whole earth is full of His glory. Although we believe it, the concealment still fills the whole earth as well. It is written about the future, for I will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and I will be the glory in the midst of her. Fire means concealment, but nevertheless, glory is in the midst of her, meaning that then the glory will be revealed. This is because then the demand will be so great, even though there will be concealment then too. And the difference is that at this time there is concealment but no demand. Hence, this is considered exile. Then, however, although there will be concealment, there will also be demand. And this is what is important. Only the demand.
All right, so for the time being, we will continue on to the excerpts on faith above reason, and what I recommend you do is read it several times throughout the day. It's a short article. Perhaps throughout the day you have these meetings of the 10. Hebrew 10.
Should a person always agree with the feeling that the Creator is sending him?
No. He needs to fight against the bad feeling that the Creator sends to him and to elevate himself to a good feeling.
But he says in the article that he knows what is good for me and what is not good for me.
In terms of what he gives me, but it's not that I need to agree. There's a difference. I receive from him something, and I say, what you sent me, God bless, it's all very good. Now I need to respond, to react.
So how do I not be wrong about my response?
Anything bad you receive, you need to decipher it to find that it's the absolute best, because it cannot be that you receive something bad from the Creator in your life. It cannot be, never. Even if, I don't know what is done to you. I don't know.
So why will I want to change it if it's good? Why will I not simply agree with it?
But you're checking your own attitude towards what you're receiving, and that's what you don't agree with. Because you, by your ego, your non-corrected desire, you relate to what you get from the Creator, but the best thing that could be in the current state is what you get at every moment from the Creator. You get the very best from the Creator at every moment, the best state. And every second you need to examine what you're receiving, so for that you need the restriction, masach, reflected light, and love.
In very good states, how come?
Well, in any state, good or bad, good thoughts, bad thoughts, you can't justify, it doesn't matter. You need to depict to yourself, you need to imagine, what is my state in which I should be where I respond to the Creator? A connection with the friends towards Him so that it's Israel, Oraita, Kutcha, Brichu are one. So I don't go into all sorts of philosophies, why he did this, how he did that, all these components, all these elements in my situation. I cannot digest all these things together. I know simply that me, the group, and the Creator, we need to be together in one embrace, such that nothing can disconnect us from each other. That's it. To try that. That's the most appropriate thing for our state called Ibu conception.
Thank you.
Who do we have there? Moscow 4.
Rav, товарищ спрашивает, что значит служить Творцу даже на самом...
Rav, a question by a friend. What does it mean to serve the Creator even on the lowest degree? How do we actualize it?
It means that I annul myself completely, and other than self-annulment, there's nothing else I can do.
You said that we must not agree with a bad feeling that the Creator is sending us.
That's as if the Creator sent this to us.
But first I need to determine that this is a bad state that came from the Creator in order to disagree with it. What does it mean not to agree with it?
Usually I need to prepare to receive the message from the Creator, meaning that I have to integrate in the 10, to rise above my will to receive through restriction, masach, reflected light, and then I begin to feel what I'm receiving from the Creator, meaning in the will to bestow already, according to equivalence of form. Like that. Otherwise not. Otherwise, we don't understand each other. He speaks English, I speak French. He does things in order to bestow, but I receive them, I take them into my vessels of in order to receive. So, of course, I don't understand him at all. What's going on, right? Yes, so our calibration towards in order to bestow must, for that we must first come into contact with the Creator.
PT 12.
Petah Tikva 12.
Rav, it is written in the text that even if the person feels incomplete in his kelim, but the Creator sees him as complete. So what does it mean that the Creator sees us as complete? And why does He want us to feel that we are incomplete in our kelim?
Well, that's like babies. We're still not complete, not whole, but the Creator is considerate, and He relates to us in this way in order to grow us, to teach us. He never punishes us. It's not a punishment. We see it as a punishment, but it's not. It's medicine, right? It's a treatment. It's a reward. Only those things. So our relationship with the Creator, everything, all our interactions need to bring.
Explain these sentences to public, like a wisdom of connection between people.
I
don't know.
I want each one to try. Each one to be free to do what he thinks. Just if you write something, so write it as your own thing, and not in the name of Bala Sulam or anything. And if you quote Bala Sulam, so that it's clear that you're quoting him. But actually, if you think you can do it, reveal it, do it, write as much as you can, more and more. Because this personal advancement depends on that, and the advancement of the whole generation. That's why it's revealed to everybody, and that's why we have also got permission to engage in this. Because you see what state the world is in. What other people know about the purpose of reality. Who else is engaging in disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah in the masses, which is the most important thing to do in our generation? Some want to attain something themselves. They don't even care about others. That's a very small part of the work that was always there. But what we that follow Bala Sulam and we learn from him, and we have to follow the desire of the Creator. So it's only disseminating in the broadest way. And we don't need anything but that. Don't think that by this you're advancing or not. It'll happen. It'll happen. But by this, you are truly fulfilling the desire of the Creator, and we can really do this. Disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah, the wisdom of connection, to give an example, to bring it to more circles, to bring people into tens, and by this, start advancing. Tel Aviv 1.
What is a generation that's unworthy? And what is in this generation that the moment you teach it, he will not suffice in the truth, in the lie?
Because they feel that they're all obligated. That's why there's nowhere to fall to. They see what's going on. Today we see what's happening in the world. There is nothing sacred in the whole generation, nothing. Not important people, people of the nations or thinkers or people like that are big in humanity, not in governments, nothing. We see how all of humanity are so low, so sneaky beasts. That there's nothing else. We see it right before us. We have nowhere to advance either. We have nothing to build. A future? What future? It's not clear. Nothing. meaning we have come to a point in a corporeal way and in a spiritual way and in everything. We have reached a state that there is no future. The future can be on one thing. If we discover the purpose of creation, because we ourselves can't build anything. That's nice. It's a great revelation.
I just want to show you. Look at what he writes. He's saying, I'm turning to everyone, actually, to all of humanity, to all the nations of the world, to everyone. Yes? But it turns out that I have now, the Creator says, I have now one group. And it's a special group. Those who yearn for me, want me. So I start by talking to them. As all the nations are not yet ready for this thing, for this connection. But you two, you are, that's why you're special. And I need one nation, one group to nevertheless begin with now, so it will be a virtue of all the nations. And so on. Meaning he's turning to us. We need to receive this in a serious way, as this is aimed at us, and to behave this way. And therefore, let's think of how we truly, practically enter in the connection between us internally in such a way that the Creator will be able to dwell between us, to come to us, to be revealed between us, and connect us, and then also raise us to His degree. This is all a given, and He expects this. That's what he writes. Italy 4.
Rav, in questo articolo il creatore sta parlando ai punti nel cuore soltanto oppure...
In this article the creator is only speaking two points in the heart? Or is it...
He is talking to everyone, but he's telling everyone that he can't, for the time being, talk to them because they have no belonging to him, no association with him. They don't get that awakening. And relative to the light that's appearing in this world, but only as a small part of humanity, like us, a very small part of humanity, is collecting, connecting in order to come to him. And that's why he's talking to us. You have this in your translation. So try and see these things. This obliges us because